This is Radio Kate, standing outside Waltham Forest Town Hall with an enormous group of people who've all come out to show their support and to try and save our local cinema. It has been bought up by a church group some years ago, and we're trying to save it from just lying there empty and dilapidated. We are one of only two boroughs in London who does not have a cinema of its own, and it's very sad, and it's a very beautiful cinema. Just being out here is kind of crazy. We've got two bagpipers just walk past playing. We've got a couple of witches and a cat. There's all sorts of people dressed up as famous film characters. I'm not really understanding the bagpipes, but I will ask Martin, who's standing beside me, to see if he knows any better. Martin, what's going on with the bagpipes?
I have absolutely no idea, but I think it's absolutely fantastic. It just shows what a creative community Waltham so is and how much we need a cinema.
So what are we doing here?
We're here supporting the planners who are about to make the decision on a planning application by the UCKG. They made an application in 2003, which was rejected after a public inquiry. They've submitted a very similar application again. The planning experts have recommended it's rejected. Tonight's a committee meeting to decide.
So what's the application for?
The application is to change the current use of the building, which is registered as a cinema, into a place of worship.
And it's not just any old cinema, is it? We're not talking about some kind of multiplex. We're talking about a really nice old cinema.
We're talking about a absolutely beautiful, classically designed cinema with one of the last remaining original church organs. It's Grade 2 star listed to reflect its status. But we know that the current owners, the UCKG, have not been looking after it. That recently there was a flood found inside the main auditorium, for instance. So we need it back as a cinema.
And, I mean, how heartened are you to see this? I mean, I'm not very good at guessing numbers, but we're talking several hundred people have come out here, and there are more just joining us as we go along.
There are people arriving all the time. There's absolutely hundreds of people. There are people in cinema fancy dress. There are people with banners. There's the guys with the bagpipes, as you can see. There seems to be all sorts of journalists going around asking people questions. It's just a fantastic community occasion. It's really brought the community together.
And on the other side, well, a little cheer for the bagpipes. We're outside the town hall. Outside of the assembly hall is another group. And that is a group of, I assume, members of the church who are here.
They're people who've been bussed in to support the planning case.
And what will it mean for, you know, for the cinema? You know, the decision. So there's a decision being made this evening, isn't there?
So the decision this evening is whether to approve the church's request to convert the cinema into a church. If the decision is if their application is rejected, as has been recommended, that doesn't mean it automatically becomes a cinema. It means that the church can no longer use it as a church. So the next steps will be to...
They're not using it as a church at present.
No, it's been closed because they didn't get permission to use it as a church. It's been closed since they bought it.
And do you think it would make a difference to the community if we had a cinema here?
It will make a huge difference. It's the missing link in Walthamstow. I mean, we don't really have a nighttime economy. Having a cinema here will do wonders for, you know, the growing group of fantastic restaurants and cafes and bars that are growing up around the area. So it would the bars would support the cinema would support the bars. It would just be fantastic.
So save our cinema. Let's hope. What can people do if they want to get involved, help along?
Be here now, and depending on the decision tonight, the campaign will decide what happens next.
And you can follow at Save Our Cinema on Twitter for all the updates, and I shall do my best to grab important or interesting looking people and see why they've come down here to save the cinema.